The terrorism conspiracy trial of Osama bin Laden's former driver is drawing to a close. Lawyers for Salem Hamdan rested their case before a military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay on Friday. Both the prosecution and defense are scheduled to present their closing arguments on Monday. And Pierce John McChesney has been covering the proceedings at Guantanamo and joins us from there. And please tell us about the main points that were raised by Hamdan's lawyers.
Well, Hamdan's lawyers portray him as a lowly driver, a salaried driver, not a member of the bin Laden inner circle, as the prosecution has tried to maintain. They say that he was charged with transporting weapons to al-Qaeda. And they say, basically, he was transporting weapons to a war with the Northern Alliance, which had nothing to do with the United States. And basically, he wasn't involved in any activities against the United States. And the defense today brought in written testimony from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's known down here affectionately as KSM. He's the architect, self-confessed architect, of the attack of 9/11. And I'll tell you, there didn't seem to be any class consciousness in al-Qaeda. Here's what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said about Hamdan in playing any role in carrying out attacks on the United States. He says, he didn't play any role. He was not a soldier. He was a driver. His nature was more primitive. He was a Bedouin person far from civilization. He wasn't fit to plan or execute. But he is fit to change truck tires, change oil filters, wash and clean cars, and fasten cargo to pickup trucks. He could tighten bolts and could select the best car maintenance shops. He almost sounds like the click or the clack of al-Qaeda.
And they're MIT men, although I won't comment on their primitive laugh. Like other military trials, this one has been cloaked in a lot of secrecy. Give us some idea about some of the provisions that are taken, because that must make it difficult to cover.
Well, take, for example, a judge's ruling about a very controversial piece of testimony by an agent that said that Salem Hamdan had sworn an oath of loyalty to Osama bin Laden. The judge's ruling on that was 5 pages, and what survived redaction was about 3 paragraphs, basically saying, no problem, his testimony should be admitted. Or take, for example, the Q&A with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We didn't expect to get transcripts of those Q&As at all. We thought we'd have to wait for days, and they came down almost immediately. Now we hear that there's a possible CIA investigation of the person who released them so quickly, even though the top secret designation at the top of the page has been lined through as if they're no longer classified.
So closing arguments on Monday, right?
Closing arguments on Monday. Sentencing to follow.
Sentencing to follow if there's a conviction, we should say.
If there's a conviction, and if there isn't a conviction, he could still spend the rest of his life here at Guantanamo, or at least an indefinite period until the war on terror is over.
NPR's John McChesney at Guantanamo. Thanks very much, John.
My pleasure, Scott.